might be George Santos's last full day in Congress. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
So if I am to get expelled tomorrow, I will be number 6 in the history, the first Republican and the only one without a conviction or without being part of a or without having committed treason.
Congressman Santos has been indicted on campaign finance fraud charges after he lied to New York voters about his past before the election. Fox's Chad Pergam reports the expulsion vote tomorrow comes after a House ethics investigation led to
allegations that he basically built his campaign donors and then turned that that campaign cash around and spent it on luxury items, a porn website, Botox treatments.
The ceasefire holds in Gaza, extended for what could be a final day, until Heinrich, a spokesperson for Israel's prime minister, tells Fox.
Once Hamas stops releasing more hostages, we will stop the pause. We will resume the fighting. Hamas must be gone.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with Israel's prime minister after a terror attack in Jerusalem. Two gunmen linked to Hamas killed 3 people at a crowded bus stop this morning, injuring more than a dozen others until they were shot dead.
We're reminded yet again by the events in Jerusalem today of the threat from terrorism that Israel and Israelis face every single day.
Blinken is now meeting with the Palestinian president in the West Bank, where also today someone drove a vehicle into an Israeli checkpoint, injuring 2 soldiers. That person was shot. A UN climate change conference is underway, with Vice President Harris joining world leaders in Dubai.
The United Arab Emirates is a country transformed by fossil fuel wealth, perhaps an unlikely place to talk about reducing reliance on oil, coal, and gas.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Now, a majority of countries at the summit finalized the creation of a fund to compensate countries dealing with climate change damages and loss. America's listening to Fox News.
Between global jihad, China, Russia, and our southern border, we are in for a long and protracted battle. You need to prepare for the worst. Protect your home, protect your family, and protect your investments. It's time to reach out to the Oxford Gold Group. They make it simple for whether you are buying more gold, diversifying your 401k, or buying gold for the first time. Call 833-995-GOLD or visit jessekellygold.com. That's jessekellygold.com.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
He was a deep, extraordinary man. Russia's president is saying that about Henry Kissinger. China's leader calls him a good old friend, as even our adversaries are paying tribute to the former Secretary of State. Kissinger was there in that job under Presidents Nixon and Ford, and he died at age 100.
With his towering intellect and ruthless realpolitik, his dazzling shuttle diplomacy and obsession with his own image, Henry Kissinger was perhaps the most gifted, admired, and reviled American diplomat of the 20th century.
There is no country in the world where it is conceivable that a man of my origins could be standing here next to the President of the United States.
A refugee from Hitler's Germany, Kissinger emigrated to the United States in 1938. After serving in Army counterintelligence in World War II, he earned 3 Harvard degrees. Kissinger's seminal 1957 book on nuclear strategy earned him consultancies to the Kennedy and Johnson White Houses. In Washington, Rich Edson, Fox News.
Japan is suspending flights of the Osprey aircraft, urging the U.S. to do the same there as the search continues at sea for 7 crew members on the American Air Force Osprey that crashed just off the Japanese coast. 1 was found dead. What is going on in China? And should we be worried about another illness from where COVID originated? Those are among the many questions the new CDC director faces at a House hearing in an hour.
The new chief of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is scheduled to give testimony before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Dr. Mandy Cohen, who was tapped to lead the CDC by the Biden administration in July, is expected to answer questions on public trust of the agency and the plan to rebuild it, as well as its budget and recent CDC staffing reorganization.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. We had an update on unemployment. First-time claims rose slightly last week to 218,000 on Wall Street. Stocks could rise. Dow futures up more than 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Students at a Muhammad grade school making sure families get what they need in time for the holidays. The Youth Leadership Club at Lincoln Trail Elementary working on a project called Packs of Joy. The project started in 2018 after fifth grader Joel Roberts passed away. They say students are already surpassing their goal of $9,000. Inmates at the Champaign County Jail will now be able to make phone calls at half the price. Current carrier has phone calls for 12 cents per minute, 15 cents per minute for 20-minute video calls. The new provider, Consolidated Telecom, will provide voice calls for only 5 cents a minute and remote video calls at 20 cents a minute. Illinois Department of Agriculture is bringing the Illinois Product Holiday Market back to downtown Springfield this weekend. The market takes place Friday through Sunday in the Y Block north of the Governor's Mansion. Holiday Market featuring Illinois products including local eggnog, milk, and cheeses. A lot of fun for the holiday season underway. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, our meteorologist is Greg Solier, the learned one. I guess rain, but I'm not sure. I see it. Of course, downtown Philo's got bright sunshine, but I know it's approaching. Is that right? Is that kind of the...
Yeah, it's going to take a little while. The first, you know, kind of vestiges of a couple of sprinkles, and they're not even maybe quite reaching the ground yet, or still way down towards maybe about Rolla, Missouri, Springfield, Missouri, north and east of the Ozarks. But it will be filling in down there over the next few hours, again, beelining it up in our general direction. If you had to put an ETA on it, maybe a couple of sprinkles after, oh, about 2 o'clock this afternoon, a little steadier patch or two of rain after about 3 or towards 4 this afternoon. So a good part of the day ought to be in relatively good order, and with some late November sunshine can still do wonders on temperatures without any snow cover around here. And what snow cover we had to the north and west of us is gone. They too up across the western and northern Corn Belt have enjoyed some milder days, and it's pretty much the way it goes around here, at or above average temperatures, and some days as we get deeper into the early days of December, well above average around here. No real change back to some short-term cold weather until maybe the 10th or 15th of December. So enjoy it while you may. 34 Willard and Savoy, 38 Danville, 34 Bloomington, normal forecast high for the day today, 50-ish with increasing thickening and lowering clouds. And again, a bit of rain breaking out from southwest to northeast mid to late afternoon. Rainy tonight, down to 40. Rainy tomorrow morning. The rain tapers off to a couple of showers in the afternoon tomorrow, 47 and dropping with a southeast wind shifting westerly. We actually need some rain. We're getting a little dry around the edges here on this morning's drop monitor. Down to tomorrow night to about 38, a little rain and drizzle early on. And there may be a few sprinkles, a little mist in the air Saturday morning. Clouds stick around. Hopefully a little sun for the big get-together later in the day. 47 the expected high. That's not bad for a Saturday in late November. Yeah. That's early December by then.
Yeah.
December 2nd. Then 48 Sunday, 45 Monday. We're heading towards 45 to 50 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week. Yeah, maybe a little rain Sunday, sprinkles, and maybe a couple sprinkle again on Tuesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, thank you very much, Jody Harmon, Developmental Services Center. Jody, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you on, DSC. I'm a big fan of Developmental Services Center. Open house for the Crow. You're going to have to explain that one to me. What do you got?
Sure. The Crow at 110 is a program that DSC has that supports local artists that we support at DSC. And it's a way for them to maybe have a non-traditional employment in making different handmade crafts. So they make handmade soaps, candles, wax melts. This year they are having some new unique wood decorations that you can, holiday wood decorations. So it's a way for those individuals that we support that may want more of a non-traditional or entrepreneurial way to express themselves than having just a regular job in the community.
I'm interested in this, Jody. Do you help the clientele with this artistic maneuvers, and then, or do they work at the Crow to create these artistic things? How does that work?
They do. So everything that they do are their interests. So they bring the ideas to the staff at DSC, and then the staff helps them make it a realization for them.
Nice.
I think it's awesome, and I think people should go and buy these, right? I mean, go do it.
It's really exciting. So this Sunday on December 3rd, They're having a holiday open house at the storefront that they have, which is at 110 East University Avenue in Champaign. It's from 11 to 5, and I'm telling you, if you are looking for some unique items to give as holiday gifts or even just some stuff for yourself, you will not leave there empty-handed.
That's awesome.
Over by the Dallas & Company, essentially, off First & University, right?
Exactly. Across the street from there, yes.
And imagine how the artist feels if something sells. That's
absolutely so
cool.
Absolutely.
That's pretty exciting. All right, what about Tree of Hope? How's that going?
I want to say one other thing. The artists will be there, so you'll be able to meet them and learn more about how they made some of these items. But, yes, we have officially kicked off the Tree of Hope. I heard you talking earlier. It is the last day of November. Can you believe it?
Uh-huh.
And we're here. The Tree of Hope is kicked off. It's our 30th Tree of Hope campaign. So we're so excited to share the story about the Etheridge family, which has been out on social media. You should have received your brochure in the mail. We would love to have your support this year at DSC.
Awesome. And it goes through January, but I think this is a great idea for end of the year giving too. And DSC-Illinois.org has more details.
Of course. Yes. You can find more details on our website. If you go to the fundraisers tab, you can find Tree of Hope. You can read their story there. And yes, definitely. End of the year giving. It is the season of giving right now. And we just capped off a wonderful Giving Tuesday campaign that we had on Tuesday and had some wonderful donations towards the Tree of Hope. We are looking forward to hopefully meeting our $230,000 goal this year.
That's awesome. A big one. But good luck with that, Jody.
It's a big one. Yeah, we're excited.
Well, keep up your good work with Developmental Services Center. Jody Harmon, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Again, DSC-Illinois.org for details.
All right, we jump to morning sports here at 8:12 on ESPN 93.5.
You know, Stevie, we hadn't talked about Isaiah Williams and the All-Big Ten Conference making him a first team, and that's the seventh Illini wide receiver to get such an honor. The last one you may recognize is A.J. Jenkins back in 2011.
Yep.
I know Dave Williams also on the list, so it's 262 yards. I think Isaiah Williams with 214 receiving yards. So honorable mentions for John Paddock and Caden Fagan, too. So go Illini. And I know that they're doing a lot of recruiting. We were hearing at the beginning of the month about some of the football players who are committing. Our Illinois basketball team, we mentioned at the Rec in New Jersey against Rutgers at 3 o'clock on Saturday. And we also talked about some of the contenders like North Carolina beating Tennessee. North Carolina 17, Tennessee number 10 on this week's college basketball poll. 100-92 was the final yesterday, but we have Tennessee coming up on Saturday the 9th. And we're taking note of number 10, Florida Atlantic. That game coming up on Tuesday the 5th at 5:30. So they've been ranked number 10. So anyway, it's interesting for the Illini to have so many big contenders coming up.
Yeah, good preseason with Marquette and Florida Atlantic and Tennessee. And, of course, Missouri has owned us. We got to beat Missouri, too, on December 22nd. And then we'll get in the Big Ten full-time January 2nd against Northwestern here. So, and the kids will be out. So, and I think Michigan State comes in before the students come back, too.
That's right. So we had Illinois over Central Connecticut State, 89-50 in women's basketball yesterday, 4-2 on the season. Next up will be Northern Kentucky at 6 o'clock on Wednesday the 6th as we host Adiah McKenzie with her 8th 20-point game, perfect in the first half, 4 steals. Kendall Bostic, a season-high 18, double digits before the half. The Illini are looking good under the realm of Shauna Green. Illinois, Parkland College also at 8-0 on the season, beating Olney Central College 82-62 yesterday. And Milliken keeps winning thanks to Elise Knutson from Philo as a great score for that team. NFL action has Seattle and Dallas tonight. Aaron Rodgers has returned to practice. Yeah, you thought the Achilles tendon was going to keep him out after that injury on the first game of the season, but who knows? He might be back.
They're not going to bring him back unless the Jets can win a football game without him, because you don't bring him back if they don't have a chance in the playoffs. Why would you risk that?
Okay.
And he's been tossing the ball. Whether he can actually do this, nobody else has.
The Jets just needed a little press, so why not bring him back to practice?
Because
everybody follows him everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable. Aaron Rodgers has just left the restroom, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
We're not sure what happened, but he's back. And
right.
There he is again, and he put a hat on, and that's a unique-looking hat. It looks like his hair has gotten a little longer, and has he shaved in the last month? I don't know.
That's where we're at.
It's fascinating how much coverage.
Pacers in Miami tonight at 6:30, Milwaukee Bucks in Chicago to face the Bulls at 7. That's right. Sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Don't miss your chance to cheer on Fighting Illini basketball this season.
Deafening in here, 15,000, another shutout.
We need all of Illini Nation to help us defend State Farm Center.
And Illinois overcomes their largest deficit of the season.
Great seat locations are still available for you to see Illinois basketball live this season.
The Illini win it!
Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
All right, let's check your weather, brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you 1 in 5 people in the United States don't know they have diabetes, a common health complication that shouldn't stop you from living the life you want. You can learn more about prevention and management at carl.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, Vicinity, and a nice way to wind out this month of November. Welcome in December with a mild go of it and liquid precipitation. No real winter on the maps and charts here for the foreseeable future. Up close to and around 50 for the high today with increasing clouds and a bit of rain breaking out this afternoon. Gusty south wind, widespread rains across the area for tonight through tomorrow morning. They'll taper in the early afternoon after 3/4 of an inch out there. Temperatures to about 40 tonight. 47 and turning a bit colder tomorrow afternoon as winds shift around into the west-northwest. A little bit of drizzle early tomorrow night and a low down to 38. And some of that drizzle could linger into the early morning hours of Saturday. Mostly cloudy, 47. Upper 40s on Sunday. A couple of sprinkles early and late. 45 on Monday. Tuesday, again, a couple of sprinkles around at 45 degrees for the high. Winds close to 50 degrees. Next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, fair amount of sunshine and gusty winds, too. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Yeah, look at it this way. 2 mornings ago, it was 20 degrees colder. than it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing. How about that? Last day of November, we're going to talk Sydney hometown Christmas. That's coming up this Saturday. We'll do that with Mike Roy here in a second. We're going to get your Fox Business Minute first. And we're glad you're listening. Always reach us at 217-359-2255 on the text line if you have stuff to add or say or something we say
right.
that you want to react to. You're welcome to do 820. We'll be right back.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
We just got the latest read on how our economy did this summer. It grew at a 5.2% annual pace. This second estimate tops the first read of growth at 4.9%. And an agreement's been reached over toxic forever chemicals. Chemours, DuPont, and Corteva have agreed to pay the state of Ohio $110 million to resolve claims associated with toxic forever chemicals. Chemours said it would be responsible for half of the settlement costs, while DuPont would provide about $39 million to resolve the claims relating to the release of per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS, from the company's facilities. Chemical makers have faced thousands of lawsuits in recent years over contamination by PFAS, which can be found in the blood of most Americans. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and to give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
I hear all Christian music and all Christmas music right now on 95.3.
Yes.
I love that.
Christian FM 95.3, inspiring and uplifting. Yep. I love it.
I was in a car at Sarah Champagne yesterday, and I'll be darned if that's the button that was programmed. 95.3.
Yes.
So we appreciate that.
That's what
that.
We need to do is go to the car lot
yeah.
and just pre-program yeah. all the Stevie J broadcasting
exactly.
stations,
exactly.
including Q96, our top 40 station, and my country station, US 105.9.
Well, we could do that. It'd just be weird to test drive 400 cars.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah. That would be a little tricky.
This one? How about this one? Can I? Sir, you've been here 12 hours.
Exactly.
Right. Sarah Champagne let me do it because that's how good they are.
Uh-huh. So.
Sydney, hometown Christmas. Mike Roy, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you all doing today?
Works good. Good vibes.
Yeah.
Day job. Things are popping at good vibes.
Big TVs. The bigger, the better.
I know, man. And cheaper. It's just the numbers.
You got room for an 85-inch right
sure,
up here.
We could do that,
you know how
man.
Good that would look up there?
I would just stare at it.
And you could hang it, Mike.
Yeah, and you wouldn't get anything
it.
Done.
Yeah,
we'd hang it, yeah. Well, I don't care awesome. If it's plaster. We'll no, hang it.
Just go get Excellent. Some blinds in here and have a little theater.
Yeah. There you go.
Mike Roy. All right, Sydney, hometown Christmas. Talk to me about this Saturday, what you're doing.
Well, this is a yearly event that the Sydney Improvement Group does each year for, you know, for people in Sydney and around the area. You know, it always starts with a great breakfast down at the Sydney United Church, a donation breakfast down there. And, I mean, pancakes, sausage, biscuits and gravy, big homemade cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
You can't beat that. I mean,
you know, I went to that
I'm
farmer's,
starving already.
Exactly. I went to the farmer's breakfast at
yep.
the off the Sydney slab. It yeah. starts with a C. Cross
Countryside.
Countryside
sure. United, yeah.
And they had the biscuits and gravy and cinnamon
oh, yeah.
rolls. I don't know who's doing that, but it is out of the park.
Oh, it's great stuff.
Fantastic.
I mean, homemade stuff. They don't mess around there on that one. So
that's awesome.
But yeah, that's always a good thing, 8 to 10 o'clock down there. And then Shop at Home. That's been a yearly event down at the new Sydney Community Building. Starts at 10 o'clock till 3. All kinds of vendors down there. You can put your name in a box for to win $25
yeah,
cash
that's
every
right.
hour.
We,
they pull out somebody, $25 cash. There
I
you go.
I love that
what's
idea.
With, what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Man.
Free money.
And you can spend it right there.
You can spend it right there. It's
get
cash.
Get some terrific gifts.
Vendors love cash.
Mm-hmm.
And got food truck this year, the Heartbox food truck and Traveling Tom's, a new coffee truck from the Kona Ice people.
Yes, we had it here
Good
for
stuff.
The Christmas parade in Philo, and that was a big hit.
Good stuff.
With the hot cocoa mm-hmm. and the hot coffee drinks. And
that'll be perfect.
It was terrific. So thank
perfect.
You for getting those options for us.
Oh,
the
yeah.
parade, my Unity, it used to be Donna Hooker. Is it Donna
yeah,
Williams
Donna,
now?
Well, Donna Hooker. Donna's okay. still doing it. She's
Excellent.
Doing all the... She's doing all the all the organizing for that's at 5 o'clock and runs through downtown and get your bags ready because there'll be candy thrown all over the place. Come you got to have candy.
Come on, yes. Man.
You got to have candy. And then if you go downtown, Mary Beth Farms is going to be back again this year for free carriage rides.
Wow.
Love Who doesn't it. Like a free carriage ride? Now, I will warn you, slots filled up quickly.
Yes.
But the rides, they're scheduled for 10 minutes. They usually take about 7.
Mm-hmm.
Come down, get your name on the list.
Okay.
They'll work you in, and they're there 4 hours. I mean, it's just a cool little thing. And I wish we could get just a light covering of snow for that. That would be just the ice cream topper, you know. But, you know, we'll take what we get. Yep.
And when it comes to the, you know, taverns, you've got the Sydney Saloon and then the Vault,
Winston's Old Bank.
Winston's Old Bank,
yep,
that's
come
it.
Come down there and visit there. Santa Claus is going to be at the Sydney Community Library, so he's gonna sneak in. We don't know which door he's coming in, but he's sneaking in.
Okay, good.
Sydney American Legion Post is going to have a warming center, basically. You can go in there for cookies and hot chocolate and warm up, or while you're waiting on the ride. So
nice.
It's a good time. Just spend the whole, come down in the morning, then bundle up the kids and come down in the afternoon for the parade and get your carriage ride.
Okay, sounds awesome. Now, one thing that we're doing here in Philo at the Frank Center or Philo Gym between 9 and 11 is our breakfast with Santa.
Right.
So I was recommending people stop in there and then they go on down to
Make
Sydney.
Make the rounds.
And again, that 5 o'clock parade will be fun that Donna Williams, it's Donna Hooker.
Donna Hooker.
Okay, sorry. When I went to Unity with her, class
sure.
of 85.
Class of 85.
Exactly. And it's great to have such a great volunteer group, Sydney
sure.
Improvement Group. In case people want to step up and volunteer, you're always encouraging that.
You betcha. Just go to the Facebook, to the Sydney Improvement Group page. Always looking for volunteers and new ideas. And we're looking to have a good day. The weather's going to be good.
Yeah.
Greg's giving us good weather for Saturday. You can't beat it.
Can't awesome. Beat it at all. Mike Roy, we appreciate you coming out explaining Sydney Hometown Christmas. We hope people can get to Sydney anytime Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. So you pick a time, go out and have some fun with the kids. It'd be really fun.
You betcha.
And one thing we're doing for Tolono Fun Day next week on the 9th is a similar agenda
sure.
with a lot of the artisans and vendors and things like that, and different stops at churches around town, and the library's doing model trains. And we also have Mary Beth Farms with their carriage rides. We're adding on a ugly sweater bar crawl after our tree lighting ceremony.
Oh, boy. Put the cameras away.
Five tamarins around.
Pull out my best sweater and you call that ugly?
Hey,
come on.
It is what it is.
What, people wear sweaters anymore?
I mean, especially
for
the
special
ugly
events
sweaters.
Like this.
Okay, yeah. But I'm just wondering because I used to wear sweaters all the time. I can't remember the last
There's
time.
There's websites
I
with ugly sweaters.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's
not
really,
pretty.
It's really funny.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Pretty.
But I bet people just pull out stuff they wore in the 80s or something, right?
Maybe.
Well, wouldn't be hard.
That's right. Mike Roy, thanks for running by, Bubba.
All right, good to see y'all.
Good to see you. Mike Roy, it again, Sydney, hometown Christmas Saturday. ESPN 93.5.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc. Fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC. DIC Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 435120.
Always a pleasure to talk about Donnie up at Long Branch Steakhouse here in beautiful downtown Gifford. Well, you know what, friends? It's never too early to make your Christmas party reservations at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. They are taking party reservations for December. Dates are filling up quickly. Don't be left out this year. If you want a fabulous night at the Long Branch for your office party, get it done now. Connect with the Long Branch Steakhouse and book your Christmas party. Long Branch Steakhouse, beautiful downtown Gifford.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
There's an inviting holiday chill waiting for you at your local Merle Norman. The Holiday 2023 Color Collection is available now, featuring a gift-worthy Opal Eyes palette filled with 9 limited editions soft touch shadows. Pair your palette with 3 shades of crisp candy cane scented tinted lip balm, including a neutral cashmere cream, a dimensional plum shimmer, and a red sangria cream. Shop Holiday limited editions while supplies last. Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive.
All right, got a break for the news, weather, sports, all coming in our back half hour. Good to have you listening here on ESPN 93.5, and we shall return. Every guest on the Tapman's Towing phone line, we appreciate them. And again, this is the last day of November, so whatever you got to do, there's always year and month in, there's all that coming up. Then we're into December, you know how fast this is going to go. You got stuff to do, and all of a sudden we're looking at great weather for the next 10 days. I mean, we might be 10th or 15th, he said, of December. This shortens the winter, friends. Every day you can inch through November and December means January, February, and March madness. Come on, man. We'll be back. It is 8:30.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. New York House Republican George Santos, he's facing a vote tomorrow that could make him the 6th ever member of the House to be expelled. It's not going quietly.
Because if I leave, they win. If I leave, the bullies take place. This is bullying.
Santos faces criminal charges, including fraud, and a House Ethics Committee report finds overwhelming evidence of criminality. He says he's introducing a resolution to expel New York Democrat Jamal Bowman. He pleaded guilty of a misdemeanor for pulling a fire alarm in a House office building just before a vote. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger died 100 years old.
I think we can look back to all this turmoil as the birth pangs of a more creative and better system.
That was in 1975. Kissinger was 15 years old when his family fled Nazi Germany in 1938 and moved to New York City. He won a controversial Nobel Peace Prize in 1973 for negotiating a ceasefire in Vietnam that did not last. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois releasing preliminary totals for the first weekend of the Illinois firearm deer hunting season. Between November 17th and the 19th, hunters in the state harvesting 53,348 deer. That's slightly less than the same period last year. Awards are starting to roll in for Illinois defensive tackle Jerzon Newton. He was named the Nagurski-Woodson Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year and the Smith-Brown Big Ten Defensive Lineman of the Year. He is the fourth Illini in history to earn the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year award. The junior led Power 5 defensive tackles and quarterback pressures for the second straight year. Illinois Department of Agriculture will bring the Illinois Product Holiday Market back to downtown Springfield this weekend. Market takes place Friday through Sunday on the Y Block north of the Governor's Mansion. Holiday Market will feature Illinois products, including local eggnog, milk, and cheeses. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Wind shift to the west, northwest. The rain and drizzle wind down. Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Van Nuys vicinity, and another pleasant day's worth of weather regarding temperatures back into play. But as the afternoon wears on, a bit of rain will be breaking out. Some early to mid-morning sunshine, otherwise increasing cloudiness. We'll head towards about 50, even a little milder south of Champaign County. A gusty south wind, widespread rains across the area for tonight. Lows near 40 for the day tomorrow, December 1st, turning colder just a bit, 47 and dropping. Periods of rain for the morning through the early afternoon in particular as wind shift to the west northwest. The rain and drizzle wind down tomorrow night, low down to 38, and maybe a little drizzle in spots down here come early to mid-morning on Saturday. Mostly cloudy afternoon, still up to about 47 degrees there. 48 and a couple of sprinkles around on Sunday. Monday up to 45, maybe a little shower activity on Tuesday. Highs again at around 45 degrees. We'll inch close to 50 degrees next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Mild weather with us here through about the first 10 days, 12 days of the month of December. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pard's.com, Pard's.com.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
All right, ESPN 93.5, 25 before 9 o'clock. And again, beautiful weather. Rain coming here for the next couple of days on and off, but the temperature's way more friendly. And Greg says, as you just heard, mild start to December, which is always easier to move around. I always think the snowbirds, when I, you know, younger, are thinking, man, why did they leave? You know, now I think they're geniuses.
Yes.
Because just softer weather is easier.
It
just
is.
It is. I guess that just happens when you get a little bit older. You're just thinking, you know, I'd take 80. I take 5, I think 50, 60.
Absolutely.
It's just the demographics of it all. So anyway, big debate, I guess. Fox News is sure hitting it pretty hard. Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom, the governor of Florida and governor of California, and they're going to have a debate tonight. And I guess it's a little gimmicky because I don't understand the point, except that back when this was kind of a thing, when he interviewed Gavin Newsom, Sean Hannity interviewed Gavin Newsom, he wasn't afraid to take on Ron DeSantis, who at the time was kind of a leading candidate. The thought process was, well, Ron DeSantis, Florida. Well, since his numbers have really not been there, and very little chance that Ron DeSantis will be the Republican nominee outside Trump and now Nikki Haley. So it's, I don't know. I know they're pushing it pretty hard. And they got a guy down in Florida, Lawrence Jones, is down in Georgia, rather, getting ready for this debate. And they're not going to be the candidate. So why are, it's a gimmick, kind of a, let's just see two leading governors and they'll debate because they said they would and they're going to go after each other. Entertainment? Sport? Undercard? Because it looks like Biden-Trump is what everybody says, although I'm very hesitant to think that's going to stick. I just don't know. And apparently Kamala Harris is your next president. If Joe Biden steps down today, it'd be Kamala. They're all in on her, so... we will see. The Democratic Party is worried because the polling is not coming out as they like, and it looks like Donald Trump would beat Joe Biden if the election were held today. And so that's kind of the picture, but I'm not going to see any of that.
This is less than a year out now.
It is, and there might not be any presidential debates for the first time in a long, long time, probably since Kennedy-Nixon, because A, Joe Biden can't, and B, they might not want to. You know, just kind of, they've got to come up with something.
Well, and the legal stuff on Trump's end.
Yeah, I mean, he's not afraid to talk about that. The Trump voter is like, you know, whatever you convict me of, they think this is a kangaroo court thing. Mm-hmm. And the people that hate Trump think this is totally legit. And it's totally using the powers of government against your political opponent. I don't think there's any question a whole lot of that is. You had an attorney general run on a campaign on I'll get Trump. That's not what we do in America. You don't go get somebody based on evidence and all the stuff. It is totally political, and you don't want that. Republicans or Democrats, you can't politicize our institutional things, our controls in place. And you also got to remember that I'm in charge. Diane Ducey's in charge. It's the people. We, the people, are in charge of the people we send. It's not the other way around, and yet we've kind of drifted to that power of wear a mask, get a vaccine or else, lockdown. I mean, okay, that's not what we want to do. And so there's just a whole lot of those things going on. Control, power, that, you know, there's thoughts there that they're just doing this for control. I want to see how high you're going to jump when I tell you to jump. Well, they do that in China. We don't do that here. There's too many, I think, fiber of independence here that'll still hopefully last. But it certainly is changing and has changed and has the attention of a whole lot of Americans that never thought anything about politics.
We got a text into 217-359-2255 talking about if you watch Gavin Newsom style, he'll talk over his opponent and then laugh at him when he's correct. And he's just kind of arrogant and smug.
Well, he's in slick, that debate though. Process. He's very slick and very good looking and very amiable and... Yeah, he'll agree with some points, and so you agree. But he I also heard him say, everybody ought to be doing what California's doing. What?
Okay.
I mean, what happened to San Francisco, where he used to be the mayor of San Francisco, is the time to visit would have been when President Xi from China was there.
Yeah.
That's when you got...
When they cleaned house.
Oh, man. I'm
and,
sure...
And you didn't step any doo-doo on the sidewalks from the homeless population.
It is a tragedy what's happened to some of these humans on all the drugs, and they don't know where they are. And it's just horrible, and they're letting tent cities in L.A.
That, I know.
You know, you don't think about the vermin that come with that kind of thing.
Yep.
It's 12 million new rats in L.A.
Ugh.
It's horrible. You got diseases. You got stuff happening that we don't have because you don't get to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We have sanitary system, and you don't get to go to the bathroom in the street. So it's until you get what you tolerate. The great Mike Dicta used to tell us every day, you get what you tolerate. And if you tolerate crime, if you tolerate an open border, you're going to get what that consequence is. And that's why I was up in arms about anti-police stuff 7 or 8 years ago. I said, what's going to be the result of that? You're going to force them to back down, and we're going to have more crime. But I didn't think I was very smart in concluding that. If you diss the people that are supposed to keep law and order and tie their hands behind their back, I don't know. I mean, 15 years ago, I met a police officer on the golf course. He said, nobody in the city of Chicago will ever chase anybody again because the guy will hurt his shoulder. They'll sue the city, and the city will settle. It's unbelievable. Their morale was zero 15 years ago. You know, it's just not working. And we've got to understand that we don't like this carjacking craze. I mean, that's just going crazy. People are just stealing your car physically with weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just definitely things have changed. And so we've got to, A, be aware of your surroundings all the time. I mean, you need to be kind of like detective-like, looking around your shoulders and things like that, because these people come up from behind you, too. Anyway, it's disconcerting, and we'll see what happens and see if we make a change here in the next year in some of our political stuff.
Another trending story about Henry Kissinger, I guess known in the Cold War negotiations and things like that, really doing things as far as international diplomacy for America, right?
Well, the news just had that he, brokered this peace with Vietnam, and it didn't hold, but he got the Nobel Peace Prize for it.
Hmm.
So I remember his name all over the news. He was the Secretary of State for Richard Nixon and then Gerald Ford when Richard Nixon resigned. But definitely a prominent political figure, certainly into the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But
the Peace Prize was in 1973 for that involvement in the Vietnam War.
And Richard Nixon, I remember in 68, got in there pretty easily and then dominated in 72, predominantly saying we're getting out of Vietnam. And we talked a lot about John Kennedy's assassination last week when that was the 60th anniversary. And Kennedy was on video talking about he didn't know what the heck you're going to get out of being in Vietnam. But yet Lyndon Johnson was all for it. Kennedy assassinated. Lyndon Johnson led us to Vietnam, which led to all that.
Yeah.
I mean, he was talking about 27 soldiers have died. John Kennedy said this to Walter Cronkite in 1961 or 2 or 3. Or no, 63 is right before he died. He said, I don't see, we've lost 27 people. Well, we lost 56,000 in Vietnam War. So it was just, you never know, I guess. But John Kennedy was not really for the Vietnam War based on some of the credible interviews I heard that made sense to me. 843, how things have changed.
Yeah.
John Kennedy looks like a Republican except for his social stuff. But his whole tax cuts and things that John Kennedy advocated for would never fly today in the Democratic Party. All right, 843.
Curtis Orchard with You Pick 'em Apples. Randy tells us more.
We grow about 31 different varieties of apples, and there are a lot of new varieties. You know, when we started, you still had this sort of standard old favorites. Old Delicious, Red Delicious, Jonathan, a few other varieties that were lesser known. But now the apple industry has become much more gourmet in its taste and selectivity, and the apple breeders have become much more experimental in what they try and what they find works. It's not like genetic modification, but it's more like they look for really obscure varieties to cross with one another. Came up with the Honeycrisp apple. And there's another one that isn't as well known, but it's done very well for us, and that's called Zestar. We call it a cousin to the Honeycrisp because it has one of the parents, but it has a little different flavor, a little different season to it. But those types of apples didn't exist really 30 years ago.
Curtis Orchard, open 9 to 6, 11 to 6 on Sundays. CurtisOrchard.com.
Stevie J here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, you'll always get a stress-free sale for the most money.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to the NateEvansGroup.com.
Yeah, you got a pro-Palestinian issue for the Democrats as well, because they stormed the tree lighting.
Yes.
It's a good thing to
Rockefeller Plaza yesterday.
With swastikas claiming Israel is the Nazi.
Derailing the annual tree lighting, it says here, waving the Palestinian flags and signs calling for the end of genocide and chanting river to the sea.
Which is genocide of the Israelis.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. So again, if for folks who don't understand this issue about occupation, you could legitimately say America should vacate and so should every other country in the world because somebody was there before they got there. Back in the day, there was conquest and that happened. So what do you do with that? So 300 years ago, somebody had this country before you, so you got to go. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. And so the occupation of Israel, I mean, this has been going about 2,000 years. But since World War II, when they said this is what it's going to look like. So they call it an occupation, but it's not like, okay, you take this, I take that. They've tried that. But now it's essentially you've got to die. Israel has to die. You don't have a right to exist. They had to argue for their right to exist. What are you guys talking about? So how do you negotiate? They want me dead. Okay, could we do a slow death? Or you want to do a fast death? It's just, what are you talking about? You can't just do that. Well, you did that to us. Okay. I don't know how you negotiate stuff like that. Okay, 846-217-359-2255. You're always welcome to text. Let's check your sports.
Our Illini women's basketball team over Central Connecticut State, 89-50 yesterday. Adiah McKenzie, her eighth 20-point game, perfect in the first half, four steals. We had a season high for Kendall Bostic, double digits before the half. Next up for our Illini women's basketball team, 4-2 on the season, is on Wednesday the 6th at 6 against Northern Kentucky. Our Illini men will be in New Jersey to face Rutgers at 3 o'clock on Saturday, and they've got some big contenders coming up. I know Arkansas beat number 7 Duke 80-75. Number 17 North Carolina took it down number 10 Tennessee 192. Tennessee is who will play next Saturday the 9th, and Florida Atlantic will be coming up for us. They've been ranked number 10. That game at 5:30 on Tuesday the 5th. Virginia beat ranked number Texas A&M 59-47. As far as pro basketball, tonight the Pacers are at Miami and Milwaukee is in Chicago. As we say, go Bulls and root for Io. Seems like averaging about 15 minutes and about 5 points per game. Thursday night NFL action will feature Seattle and the Dallas Cowboys. We also had women's basketball to report, with Parkland 8-0 on the season after beating only Central College yesterday. And as far as all Big Ten team action, we had on the first team, Isaiah Williams got the tap yesterday. 114 career receptions. And that compares 214 career receptions. David Williams was on the top of the Illini list with 262 career receptions.
So if Isaiah were to come back, which he could, he would pass David Williams as the all-time leading.
Absolutely.
Remember, he came as the quarterback. So he's just been learning the position. So that's pretty impressive.
Been watching some trending stories here in the studio at ESPN 93.5, and I'm seeing a lot of clips of Aaron Rodgers returning to practice yesterday. Will he be part of the end of the season? Is this great?
I mean, it's pretty remarkable, the coverage that man gets.
It is.
He is really, really good at that. But I don't think he comes back. Again, the Jets have to be in some sort of contention. You don't bring a guy back quickly from Achilles tear to quarterback a losing team. Maybe they'll win Saturday and give a hope of a I just can't believe he could do it. Nobody's been able to do this. So I'm not sure when he gets in game action and there's these 300-pound guys chasing him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 40-something years old.
Right.
I would save the guy till next year and try and get a good season out of him. Because obviously,
healthy
Aaron Rodgers kind of changes the dynamic of any team, for sure.
39, by the way.
39, coming up on the 40. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady played till he was 45.
Yeah, that's right.
Amazing. 8:49, check Greg's weather one more time. Coming up.
Hi, I'm Champaign County Clerk Aaron Ammons. Voting is a civic duty and responsibility that I work every day to protect and enhance as your county clerk. You have a choice to vote in person or by mail. The data shows that vote by mail is the most efficient way to vote. There are many reasons why, and here are a few. Instead of using your tax dollars for physical space and buying more election equipment, vote by mail allows us to reduce election costs. VBM increases overall voter turnout, and there's no need to schedule time off work or find transportation to cast your ballot. Just follow the step-by-step guidance we mail to you, fill out your ballot, and mail it back to our office. It's that easy. If you use one of the drop boxes located throughout the county, there's no charge for postage. Other states have universal VBM elections, and they see the savings and higher voter turnout we deserve. I strongly encourage you all to sign on to the permanent vote by mail list and vote from the comforts of your home. Go to ChampaignCountyClerkIL.gov and sign up now.
Don't miss your chance to cheer on Fighting Illini basketball this season.
Deafening in here, 15,000, another shutout.
We need all of Illini Nation. Help us defend State Farm Center.
And Illinois overcomes their largest deficit of the season.
Great seat locations are still available for you to see Illinois basketball live this season.
The Illini win it!
Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
Tabman's Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Logan Nefree, one let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Evans City, and a nice way to wind out this month of November. Welcome in December with a mild go of it and liquid precipitation. No real winter on the maps and charts here for the foreseeable future. Up close to and around 50 for the high today with increasing clouds and a bit of rain breaking out this afternoon. Gusty south wind, widespread rains across the area for tonight through tomorrow morning. They'll taper in the early afternoon after 3/4 inch out there. Temperatures to about 40 tonight. 47 and turning a bit colder tomorrow afternoon as winds shift around into the west-northwest. A little bit of drizzle early tomorrow night and a low down to 38, and some of that drizzle could linger into the early morning hours of Saturday. Mostly cloudy, 47. Upper 40s on Sunday. A couple of sprinkles early and late. 45 on Monday. Tuesday, again, a couple of sprinkles around at 45 degrees for the high. Winds close to 50 degrees. Next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, fair amount of sunshine and gusty winds, too. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom in to Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audible and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audible. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com. Yeah, all right. Again, we're going to enjoy what we got. Sunshine and a little rain later, and then just enjoy every mild day we get, because get through the month, and then January and February, and then March Madness is
on. Are you doing any of your decorations type stuff?
Yeah, got the tree up.
You
got,
do?
Still put some little few. Right now, it's just lights and
right.
trees.
We're just lights right now, too, but it's so pretty.
No, it is. It is. It just, again.
The, having that glow. Yeah. We keep it on all the time.
We do, too. And I got banister lights and
awesome.
Put two little trees by the door lights, so I got some of that going. But So it's just Christmas time now, and we got to get some Christmas bumpers going. I got to get that going.
Yeah, that's true.
If you want Christmas songs, Christian FM's got them on 95.3, and they're really good.
Yeah,
they're great Christmas songs,
like really meaningful stuff. Yeah. Not I want a hippopotamus and Grandma got run over by a reindeer. I mean, every once in a while, that's fun.
Jingle bells, barking dogs. We got that. Anyway, no, it's great to hear it. And Christian FM is indeed encouraging and uplifting.
Yes.
It really, really is. You listen
need
to that
right now.
You don't have a smile on your face. You'd go tune that in for a bit. and see what happens, because it just really does encourage.
Yeah.
Really, really good. And that's been around, gosh, how long have we had Christian FM? 5 years now?
At least.
Yeah. No, it's been great. I think a lot of people listen. I think it's kind of a silent majority
uh-huh.
thing. I think a lot of people tune in to that station, but when I listen, I sure enjoy it. So hope you do too. All right, we had John Decker on earlier today. He bought tickets to Rolling Stone, wouldn't tell Diane how much he paid.
That's right. He said, I woke up in a good mood, and now you're hitting me with the question of how much yeah. were those tickets?
How much could Rolling Stone see? And remember now, our great television White House correspondent, it had to be four figures, right?
Probably so.
A couple thousand
dollars. Especially if you want something good.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be.
I mean, this has got to be their finale. Winfrey's is over to her we'll get together again. But Mick being 80, and I think,
unbelievable.
You know, the other,
amazing.
The guy that, you know.
Keith Richards.
Thank you.
Yeah, amazing.
He's like 82.
We appreciate you.
Enjoy the day.
Thank you. That's Diane Ducey. He jumps around and he's 80. He can't weigh more than 120.
But they say there's oxygen in the wings. And every time he leaves, he puts an oxygen mask.
Good for him.
And gets that little boost.
Can you imagine Joe Biden jumping around like that? Huh? I mean, Mick Jagger, it's unbelievable.
I mean,
unbelievable.
Maybe Joe should do some oxygen in the wings.
I bet he does that already. He already has the hyperbolic thing.
Chamber.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
All right,
that's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Thursday.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
God is able to do more than we ask or imagine. At Empty Tomb, we're imagining a world where children under 5 do not die from treatable causes, and churches can do this in Jesus' name. To make this picture real, we need to connect with extraordinarily rich people who can help launch Empty Tomb's Mission Match nationwide. See missionmatch.org. If you know someone who can help, call us at 217-356-2262. $9.412 billion to launch Mission Match? That's not too much for God.
Make this holiday season truly magical. See Champaign-Urbana Ballet's The Nutcracker, November 30th through December 3rd. Presented in partnership with Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, Area-Wide Technologies, Bill Bass Foundation, Stone Ridge Dairy, Two Men in a Truck, and Champaign Ballet Academy. Tickets at the Krannert Center box office or cuballet.com. Experience the unforgettable story, music, and magic of CU Ballet's The Nutcracker.
You the man, Tim. Dedicated Diesel. Still got any Dixie Choppers out there?
Yeah, I was going to say we need to get people over to see Andy and get those Dixie Choppers bought and out of there while they're on the at the winter pricing. I mean, once we hit the spring, those things are going to be in demand and they're going to go and the prices are going to reflect that. So
you can
get over there and make a deal.
You can literally save thousands of dollars on this thing. And it's like the fastest one ever built. It's amazing. You got to go see that.
What's the address, Tim?
1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana.
And Gale Freak's Trucking, y'all full? You need a driver or two?
We could use one over-the-road regional driver. And I got to thank Gale and all the people at GFT that pitched in and helped us. They all did a great job while we were gone.
And where do you go to tap into being a future employee? And how do you reach out to GFT Trucking?
Just email me at timo@gftlog.com. or call 765-793-7131.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage, as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord for guidance. See how your life can be changed and the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by The Blossom Basket Florist.